and be broken in pieces. Assemble yourself from the east, north, south, and west and be broken in pieces. Take your counsels in the regions of the sea and it shall come to naught. Speak your word and it shall not stand, for God is with us.
Yokes are designed to restrict. They are designed to slow you down. They are designed to interfere with your speed, to interfere with your acceleration, and to eventually stop you. A yoke creates an uneasiness. Come with me to Genesis 27 and the 40th verse. Let's look at the New Living Bible.
By your sword you shall live. No, keep it in the New King James. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass, when you become restless, that you shall break his yoke from your neck.
You will not serve anybody, but you shall serve the Lord. Lift up your hand and say, I will not serve anybody by the way of a yoke, but I will serve the Lord. Say, I renounce the yoke of slavery. I will not be a slave and a servant to the enemy by the way of a yoke. Esau was the eldest, double portion, the birthright. He was deprived and denied of what was due him. In this instant, God himself was in it. God will not be in anything that will disadvantage you from today. You didn't hear. I said, God will not take sides with anything, with anybody who is against you. God will not be against you, for he's for you. He lost his birthright and blessing to his brother. Then the father said unto him, he said, and it shall come to pass. You live by the sword means you have to fight to survive. You have to fight to live. Because what would have made your life easy has been taken away and given to somebody else. Life is being made easy and simple for him, and yours is complicated. You live by your sword. You have to fight to live. Then the father said, and it shall come to pass, when thou become restless, that your brother's yoke will break. You break it when you become restless. A lot of people are carrying yokes because they are not restless. You are carrying it because you are comfortable. You are carrying a yoke because you've decided to live with it. Because we live in a dispensation of grace. So his grace is sufficient for you. So you endure it. You will not endure any yoke anymore from today. You don't have to endure anybody's yoke. Read it again. Let me show you something. Read it again. New King James.
By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass, when you become restless, that you shall break his yoke from your neck.
Whose yoke? Do you know that some of you are not carrying your own yoke? You are carrying somebody's yoke. Some of you are carrying your father's yoke. For some of you, sisters, you are carrying your mother's yoke. But tonight, let your father's yoke, let your mother's yoke not just be broken, but let it be destroyed. The yoke of slavery, the yoke of foolish errands, the yoke of vain labor, the yoke of setback, the yoke of financial embarrassment, the yoke of financial insufficiency, the yoke of lack, the yoke of want, the yoke of ill, the yoke to be destroyed. Please be seated. He said, and it shall come to pass, and it shall come to pass, that when you become restless, Can you define restlessness?
When you can't take it anymore.
Aha. Turn to somebody and say, I've had it. He said, when you can't take it anymore, you will do whatever is required. You will make every effort necessary to bring his yoke on your neck to an end. I declare on authority of the scriptures, let every yoke you are carrying be destroyed. I enforce the expiry date of every yoke. Do you know that every yoke has an expiry date? I am his yoke. Sit down. There are so many of us carrying the yokes and the burdens of others that we should not carry by the way of some kind of a default, by some kind of a manipulation. You become a victim. You become a victim. You will not be a victim anymore from tonight. After tonight, you will not be a victim anymore. You will not be. Jeremiah 28, 13 and 14. Jeremiah 28, 13 and 14.
Go and tell Hananiah, say, thus saith the Lord, thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him, and I have given him the beasts of the field also.
So there is a yoke of wood, and there is a yoke of iron. But it doesn't matter whether it's a yoke of wood or a yoke of iron. In the name that is above every other name, every yoke by the reason of the anointing shall be destroyed. In this particular scripture, God himself put a yoke of wood and they broke it. And God said, I will put a yoke of iron upon all nations. You see, when the yoker yokes you, he yokes you to be a servant. He yokes you to serve whom you shouldn't serve. You become a slave. You will not carry any yoke anymore. Say from tonight, I will not be a servant of anyone, for I am the redeemer of the. God said, I am putting a yoke of iron over you or over the nations to subject them, to subject them to serve the king of Babylon. It's a punishment. So a yoke is a form of punishment. A form of punishment. You won't carry it anymore. You have served the sentence. Case dismissed. You are acquitted. You are good. It doesn't matter what your circumstances. But what restricted you, imprisoned you, limited you mentally, emotionally. Thank you. There are yokes placed on individuals. There are also yokes placed on families, on churches, on communities, on cities, and on nations. Any yoke they've yoked action with, any yoke they place upon action, our increase, our growth, our multiplication, our image, our finances. Thank you. Jeremiah 28, 13 and 14 again. I want us to look at something in Jeremiah 28, 13 and 14 again.
Go and tell Hananias, saying, thus saith the Lord, thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the necks of all these nations, and that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And they shall serve him, and I have given him the beasts of the field also.
You see, so the God, and please remember that Satan is a counterfeiter of everything God does. You get it? So God said, I put a yoke of iron upon all these nations. And what is the reason of the yoke? So that you will become a servant and not a lord. A servant and not a master. Some of you are serving people you shouldn't serve, because there is a yoke on your shoulder. You've been yoked by the yoker. We're going to pray for this nation, that every yoke that has been placed on us by the reason of our forefathers, by the reason of the sin of this nation, the sin, a national sin, whatever the national sin is that has yoked us and has made us servants to strangers and has caused us to sell our inheritance and the inheritance of our children to strangers. Ghanaians will sell, if a Ghanaian is selling a land and a Nigerian or a Togolese comes, Bishop Sina, comes to buy the land, the Ghanaian will prefer to sell it to a stranger and a foreigner than a Ghanaian. I'm just telling you, there is something about us, if self-hatred, we are willing, we've been yoked to serve strangers and not ourselves. Whatever that national yoke is that causes us to suffer, it doesn't matter what government comes and what government go, we still cry. I'm told the price of petrol is up. People are crying. People are crying. We had hope. Is the price of petrol up? What is the price of petrol now compared to what it was before? And compared to what it was last year? It's come down again. It went up, came down. Whatever it is, the matter is, there are people who are crying because a lot of people are lazy. They had expectation that when the new government come, it will solve all their problems. And government don't solve anybody's problem. It's your own hard work. So we have expectations that when the government come, no, everybody is going to have money in their pocket. It doesn't work that way. But let's put all those philosophies aside. Whatever the national yoke is over this nation that does not allow the citizens, the indigenous, to do well compared to strangers who come from outside. I don't want to mention any nationalities. But there are people who come to this country with nothing. And we serve them. We serve them. Our daughters are serving them. Our sons are serving them. Our banks will give them any amount of money they want to do business, but won't give it to us, because when they give it to us too, we are some way. We'll use it to go and buy new cars, buy new sport, go to Dubai. We won't use it to do business and pay them back. And we don't also take care of the people who help us. I'm not saying go and bribe. That's not what I'm saying. We are some way. But it's all because we've been made to be slaves. And slave has a way of thinking. Slaves, they are very limited in the way they think. They are not restless. Tonight, let that national yoke, they've yoked this nation with, yoked our politicians with, so that people don't have love for country. They don't care for country. If you go, I have something, Bishop, remind me to send it to you, to put it on the screen for them to see. It is believed that in the next few years, the cancer rate and the lifespan of Ghanaians is going to be cut. I mean, it's amazing. It's very scary. I've been studying this thing. It's very, very scary. And you know what it is? It's a yoke. We've been yoked with a yoke. We are better than this. This nation can do better. But for whatever reason, we are behind. We are struggling. And it's not just Ghana. A lot of African countries, they carry some national yokes. When I travel and I can see, Nigeria should do better than it's doing. Nigeria can be better than Dubai. Why should Nigeria struggle? Nigeria, with all its wealth, is a national yoke. Stand on your feet. He said, I will yoke all these nations. Why? So they will serve the king of Babylon. Whatever is causing us to serve other nations, we are serving IMF, World Bank. They said slavery has ended. Who told you? Slavery is still on course. It has just changed its formula. That's it. IMF and World Bank, we are still serving them. We are still serving our slave masters. We will do whatever we say. They say, if we don't do what they say, they'll kill us. Whatever they say is what we do. Because the yoke is still around our neck. The yoke hasn't been destroyed. So we do their biddings. If they say, increase petrol price, we have to increase. If they say, what? No more employment, sack everybody, we have to sack them. And they don't live here, they live in their country. And by remote control, they manipulate us. Whatever they say is what we do. Let that yoke. Let their yoke. Say, their yoke, their yoke. Do your hand like this. Say, their yoke, their yoke. They've yoked us. Let their yoke over this nation be destroyed. Hallelujah. You know, I used to go to Singapore a lot. Singapore is a reclaimed land. Singapore, they don't have any mineral resources, no natural resources. Singapore, Lee Kuan Yew turned that economy around. We had independence 3 years before Singapore. Malaysia, we had independence 1957 with Malaysia, same year. As a matter of fact, we even gave Malaysia money. And they have gone and left us. Malaysia. Dubai is a reclaimed land. The guy there, the prince of the sheikh, 20 years ago, he said the world will bring their money here. They will come and spend money here, Dubai. You can go to Dubai with $1 million. Nobody will ask you any question. Just bring it. Come and spend it. Tax-free. They don't pay tax. You don't pay tax. Just bring your money. Invest your money. Keep your money here. Spend your money here. We'll manage it for you. That's it. Let me show you a scripture. Proverbs 22. Proverbs 22 and verse 7. Proverbs 22 and verse 7.
The rich ruleth over the poor.
The rich what?
Ruleth over the poor.
The one that has the money will rule you. Everybody say, money is a weapon. And whoever has it will rule you. Turn to someone and say, who is ruling you? I'm not talking about politicians, so don't miss it. Get it. Look at it. Read it again.
The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender.
As long as we are servants. We are their slaves. We will do their bidding. May we be delivered from the curse of borrowing. May every individual hear me. You see, that word, the rich rules, that rule there is a yoke. Tell somebody, it's a yoke. The rich has put a yoke on those who don't have. It's called monopoly. They won't let anybody come into the sector. There are people who are into certain sector, like the oil, certain area. If your father is not there, there are political parties. You can't rise unless you have a father in the party to make room for you so that when you come, you will serve his purpose. If you don't have a father, you are not going anywhere. It doesn't matter who you are. They'll put you somewhere. Let the yoke of the rich break over our neck. We destroy. Here, next week, I have 8 more scriptures on different kinds and types of yokes. Next week, Wednesday, we'll continue. I can't give you everything today. It will be too much for you. So next week, Wednesday, we'll continue. I want Pastor David to come for the next 20 minutes to take us into prayer on this same realm of destroying the yoke. Yokes. Yokes. Amen. Yokes. Tell somebody, every yoke has an expiry date. Tonight, we enforce it. We enforce the expiry date of the yoke of the rich over your life, over this house, over the archbishop.
Praise the Lord. Please lift up your hands. Lift up your hands before the Lord. Say, Father, tonight, any yoke that has been imposed over my life, over my ministry, over my calling, over this church, over the life of the archbishop, to slow. The only solution to breaking the yoke is restlessness. Restlessness is a change in attitude. You have to change the way you pray. You have to change the way you deal with it. You can't deal with it the same way. And tonight we want to be restless. Are there some people in the house that are restless? Are there some children of God that are tired? You are tired of some yokes. You are tired of some chain. You are tired of some debts. Tell your neighbor, get restless, get restless. Tell somebody, you have to be restless in order for the yoke to break. You cannot break a yoke in comfort. You cannot break a yoke with tradition. To break a yoke, you have to be restless. Tell your neighbor, get restless. Lift up your hands before the Lord. We want to take it for about 5 minutes. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we address every yoke of limitation, every yoke of poverty, restriction, servitude, slavery over the life of the archbishop, every yoke of financial indebtedness over the life of the archbishop, this church, my life, my family, my business. Say, tonight, as I lift up my voice with the clapping on my hands, I command, let the yoke break. Let the yoke break. Lift up your voice. Clap your hands. Get restless. The yoke will not unless you become restless. Every yoke right now over this church, yoke of limitation, yoke of slavery, in the name of Jesus, let the yoke be broken. We command the yoke, the shackles, the chains over. You can break it if you get restless. Move out of your comfort zone. Command the yoke to break in the name of Jesus. There is power in his name. By the power of that name, we break the yoke of wood, of brass, of iron right now. Let the yoke be broken. Every yoke of misfortune right now, let it break, 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 let the yoke break over the life of the archbishop, over this church, over the families of this house, the children, the sons, and the daughters of the house. Every yoke of misfortune over the lives of your people.
You know, when there is a yoke over your life, like Papa was saying, The yoke is what then directs where you go, what you do. Whether you will drink or not drink will be determined by the yoke. There may be water, but the master says, well, I see there is water and I know you are thirsty. But by that yoke, I prevent you from drinking. The yoke can lead you to a place that you know you shouldn't be, at a time when you shouldn't be there. Misfortune, disfavor, by reason of a yoke, ending up somewhere you shouldn't be, at a particular time that you shouldn't be there, taking a decision that you normally would not have taken, but because the enemy has programmed something, by reason of a yoke in your life, you do not have any other alternative but the one that leads you to destruction. Let that yoke tonight be broken. Every yoke that leaves the archbishop, this church, our lives, without options, without alternatives, to guide us into misfortunes, we command that yoke tonight, let it be broken, let it be broken, let it be broken, let it be broken, let the yoke break. Papa, with your permission, Papa, can we ask some people to come forward? Please, we need to be restless to break the yoke. Yokes are put around our necks. Yokes are put around our necks. If we can, two people, can we have two people? Just for 30 seconds, two strong men. One, can you please, another person, can you put your hand around his neck? You put your hand. That's how basically a yoke looks like that. So you see, he may be stronger than him. He needs to go that way. But because of the yoke, even if he's stronger than him, it will slow him down. He doesn't get there when he's supposed to get there. If he happens to be stronger than him, it means he is never going to get there. He will pull him along where he wants him to go. If they are of equal strength, he needs to go there. He needs to go there, but nobody is going anywhere because of the yoke. And Bible says, unless you get restless, which means I'm tired of this thing hanging around my neck, and I'm coming out, I'm shaking it off my body. Unless you become like that, the yoke will not break. You will be stagnant. You will be slow. But tonight, by the power of the blood, by divine revelation, we command the yoke over the neck of this church, over the life of the archbishop, over our lives, in the name of Jesus. Let that yoke break. Let that yoke break. Somebody get aggressive. Be restless. Come forth. Let the yoke be broken. Every yoke of restriction, let the yoke break. Every yoke of misfortune, in the name of Jesus, let the yoke break. Let the yoke break. Somebody clap your hands. Ikala para, payenda lusa, premaya so, payakala pa, pramateka pa, iyatanabaya. I don't know. Lift up, say, every yoke of fear over my life that is a limitation over me, say, I command the yoke, let it be broken. Say, every yoke of fear over my life right now, in the name of Jesus, I command the yoke, break. But Bible says, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 7. The yoke of fear. The yoke of fear. But the Lord said unto me, say not I am a child. No limitation. For thou shalt do what? Go to all that I shall send thee. When you have a yoke over your life, you can't go where God has sent you. When you have a yoke over your life, you can't say what God has asked you to say. There is money where God has asked you to go, but you can't go there because there is a yoke of fear. There is something you are afraid of. It has tied up your neck. It is a heavy weight over your shoulder. So when you see the money, but you are afraid of what you will encounter on your way there, and your fortune is over there, but you are stuck by reason of a yoke. Say, every yoke
or fear. Say, anything I am afraid of, that my fathers were afraid of, my mothers were afraid of, that is a fear in my life and a yoke over my mind, over my spirit, over my soul, over my body. So let that yoke of fear right now, in the name of Jesus, let the yoke break. 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 For 1 minute, clap your hands. Break the yoke. Every limitation by fear to cause us to surrender that which God has purpose for our lives, for this church, for the Archbishop, whatever has been programmed to deter us from moving forward, from advancing in the will of God, let that yoke of fear program and wired through our minds, let the yoke break. Let it break. Let it break. We decree and declare that the Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams, he will go where the Lord has ordained him to go. He will say what the Lord has ordained him to say. We rebuke the spirit and the power and the yoke of fear over the ministry, over our lives, over the children of your servant, in the name of Jesus. Let the yoke be dissolved. Let the yoke be dissolved. Jesus, let the yoke break tonight. Let the yoke over this church, the stigma over this church, let it be broken. Let it be removed. Let the burden of the yoke be lifted, in the name of Jesus. Ipala rababa salabranda da iatana baya ipala rababa ikala baya sanda tana baba kila branda da ikele porada iantono mosa. Every yoke over the finances of this church right now, we break the yoke. We break the yoke. We break the yoke. We break the yoke. Let the yoke be broken, in the name of Jesus. Financial yokes. Financial yokes. By debts. By bills. In the name of Jesus. Strange happenings and events and occurrences. Let the yoke be broken over our finances right now.
Hallelujah. You know, but let the yoke break. Let the yoke break. Let the yoke break. Let's do this for some time and change the harvest. Let's change the harvest. Let's change the dynamics. Let's change the order. Let's change the order and the dynamics. Whatever it is that you can afford, stand on your feet. Stand and lift it up. Just lift it up wherever you are. God will meet us at the point of our need. He will come. I said he will meet us at the point of our need. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you will not be in debt anymore. You will not be enslaved anymore. You will not be a servant of the rich anymore. Lift it up. Stand on your feet, everybody. Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. Bishop.
Father, from the throne room perspective, Jesus died to set us free from sin, from curse, sicknesses, diseases, infirmities, poverty, and death. Therefore, any unseen personality in the heavens, a ruler who have intelligently, skillfully, purposefully, unseen personalities, unseen entities, alien entities behind the scenes.
Let it break, let it break, let it break, break, let it 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 break, let it, let it
break,
let it, let it, let it. And now, Father, any man or woman within and without that has become a stumbling block that will not allow manifestation of your glory, your power, your blessings, your protection, liberty, testimonies, the glory of God, tonight, let such a one be apprehended in the realms of the spirit, and let the covering of such a one be removed. Let such a one come down. Let such a one fall. 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 And the yoke, ancient yokes, familiar yokes, ancestral yokes, curses yokes, yokes that nobody has broken over our head before, over this house before, tonight, in the name of Jesus, 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 let that yoke break. Let that yoke break. Let that yoke break. Let that yoke break. From the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, in our bodies, in our finances, every area of our lives, circumstantially, environmentally, every yoke and every personality behind the yoke, let that personality die without remedy. For you said, suffer not a witch to live. Suffer not a witch to live. Suffer not a witch to live. Every witch who have lived against God's word, tonight, let that witch die. Let that witch die. Let that witch die. And let all networks that have become entanglement and yokes and restriction and limitation and embargoes in the realms of the spirit, let them fall and scatter. 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 And let those personalities disappear. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. All right, let's sing and give God praise and expect a miracle. Go to three people and tell them, expect a mind-blowing miracle. Expect a mind-blowing miracle. Let double and triple blessing be credited to your account. Go to somebody, tell them double and triple blessing is credited to your account uninterrupted. Uninterrupted blessings, uninterrupted favors, uninterrupted breakthroughs. Speak it, declare it.